解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
We're talking about your emotion. How do you feel today?
Well, okay.
In the roller coaster.
This is one of the very few episodes opening that we came in with, you know, like.Strong but steady wave.
Yeah.
Probably has something to, it probably has a lot to do with what we were just talking about. But yeah, everyone, you know, if you love Brospawn, we are dreaming big and we are right at the, you know, like the turning point. Like we are trying to flip onto the new chapter. And so, yeah, some adjustments, some changes are, you know, soon we will start to apply. And yeah, we're both excited and have no fucking clue what we're doing right now.
Yeah, we're, I think the new season
yeah.
number three,
yeah.
is going to be one of the most huge season that、yes. we are going. And we try to affront like a professional person、
yes.
in the professional way.、
Yeah.
We try to finance.Make a really big steps, like a big man's
big, yeah. step,
big man yeah. move. So everybody be prepared because already we tell you, season number three is already not a dream. It's a reality.
Yes,
and
it's already
booked.
To
give you, yes, it's already booked, the season number three. And it's not just going to be one episode amazing. It's going to be...
Say it, just say it. We are making promises right now. Yeah, we're、
okay.
making promises right now.
Season number one was around how, 9 episodes, 10 to 9、
yeah.
episodes.
We say 10, but we were missing one. And I,
no, we didn't miss、yeah. it. Have a one secret episode that nobody is going to see that episode.
Yeah, it's forever being buried.
Yeah, yeah, it's, nobody is going to see that episode.、It's, we say 10, but have a 10 episode.
We recorded 10, yes.
We recorded 10, but have a one episode、
we、
that nobody is going to watch that、
yeah.
episode. It's、yeah. too hard.
Yeah.
Plus that, season number two was...18 episode.
No, 15.
15, 15,
15, yeah,
15 episode. But now, season number
say it,
three.
The drum rolls.
Okay, it's、
This、
going to be probably, I'm saying probably, it's going to be 30 to 40 episodes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow!
Fuck.
we have a meeting and we set up that it's going to be a run to 30 to 40. 40 episode, that season number three. 40 episode, bro.
Yeah.
It's like a, yeah.
But I mean.
Plus that, we are going to have a live stream show.
Yeah.
More comedy, more new things, more. Maybe we have a meeting, fans meeting. We are going to set a place because we was checking place to have a fan meetings. We are seeing possibility to go to Taipei to record a live show with you and with everybody. So...Season number three, everybody. Now it's a reality. Everybody、
yeah.
ready?
I never know someone can feel so excited but so scared at the same time.
I feel so
like,
scared.
And feeling so determined, you dream big and at the same time feeling so lost in the middle of it. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, you go big or you go home. Yeah,
and yeah.
this is what we're going to do. Yeah, we're in this together.
So let me start this episode.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's me, Conker.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Brospawn! What you were red if yesterday you tell me were green, with gray? Why?
It was so stupid. Today we have this specific topic. We knew exactly what we're going to talk about, but silly me.I asked Kongo, like, hey, bro, bring something gray. And he was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, actually, I'm wearing gray. I'm wearing gray.
But then this morning, just when I was about to leave my house, I was like, oh, shit, no, we are going to talk about this topic. This topic has the huge, iconic
color.
How the fuck did I not, you know, think of that? So, yeah, I called Kongo, but then, honestly, I only called for like 2 seconds because I couldn't find my own shirt. So I'm actually...I smell like Kongo right now.
So you smell good.
We were supposed to wear red. So yeah, we're not wearing red. Why are we wearing red though?
We are wearing red because in this episode we are going to celebrate the Chinese New Year!
Chinese New Year!
新年快乐，宝贝！新年快乐！新年快乐！
I hope you get rich.
Yeah, 恭喜发财！恭喜发财！恭喜发财！
It's one of my dreams that one day Congo will just, you know, tell me that, hey bro, I need to tell you something. I'm secretly very rich.
So, oh, you want to talk about what you do?
That's my dream. So I'm still waiting for that day. For you to drop the news.
Keep waiting, bro.
Stop wasting your time. Just, you know, like, just do bro spawn and I love you. Oh, I got you a private jet. Yeah, you want to fly to Canada? Let's go.
By the way, so now we are going to talk about the Chinese New Year. But my question is, why red, the Chinese New Year?
Why red? Yeah.
Because even I listen that, in this period, I remember one time I tried to buy underwear. But every store around my house, they have only red underwear. And one time I asked my wife, why red underwear? And she told me, it's because a lot of people use the underwear in Chinese New Year and then go to play mahjong.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
For the lucky. Is that true?
It is true, yeah.
So red represent lucky for you?
Mm-hmm. Red represent lucky, love, richness, prosperity, and yeah, just...
Well, you have a lot of meanings in just one color.
Because we are greedy. I just told you. Yeah. Asian people are greedy. We love money. We want everything we want to be established. And we prefer some luck. Yeah. So I wanted to, you know, share this tiny mini stories. And I believe that most of the Taiwanese people or, you know, most of the Asian culture people might have heard, if you also celebrate like the Vets or the Philippines or Malaysia, I think we all together, we can call that, if we follow like similar calendar, which is the New Learn New Year, you'll probably heard this story, which is why we chose color red. Back in the old day, there was this nasty monster.
Let me open this section like a...
Okay.
Sleep with Tyler. Now Tyler is going to tell you one story for you can sleep really well.
Okay. So a long time ago in ancient China, there was this nasty beast called Nian. He sleeps all day.
And he sleeps the whole day.
In the ocean. And then...
He sleeps all day.
The whole year, actually.
The whole year.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of friends like this. I know a lot of friends that can be the family relative of the monster. But okay,
Whole year in the ocean. And then the very last day of the year, Lunar New Year, the very last day on the eve, he comes into the village and then he fucking eats everything, livestock and human. So everybody was really scared of that creature monster. And so all they have to do is just, you know, leave this livestock behind and then they have to run and hide somewhere, you know, in the shelter. So one day there is this really old, bald dude comes in, kind of like a homeless guy. And then the villagers welcome him and, you know, they cook him something. And then in order to show the gratitude, the old dude said that, actually, I can help you guys to, you know, forever be this monster. So you don't have to be scared anymore. And then they were like, why? You're just a homeless guy. And then he said, yeah, you can count on me. So then the next day, it was the eve. So everybody was, you know, like rushing to shelter in place. And this old dude, he dressed all red. And then he, you know, put the stickers on. And then he prepared fireworks. And then when the monster comes, it worked. Because he light the firework. And was like, bah, 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 bah. And the monster was like going blind. And he was really scared of color red. And he was really loud. So then he fled forever. And so later on, the villagers think that maybe that old dude was the, like, how do I say it? Like the ambassador or the messenger from God or the Jade Emperor. So yeah, they kind of carry on with that tradition. So we now celebrate with fireworks, color red, and yeah, we post stickers in front of your house. What? It's a cute story.
It's cute story, but just... I don't know, bro. It's from the perspective of one foreigner. I just think
it
like...
Doesn't make it fuck sense?
That makes sense. Bro, if... I don't know if you noticed, but in Africa, they have some tigers and lions.
Yeah.
And it's not for really one... You don't need to be a smart guy. But if you make fire and you make a lot of sounds, that animal will feel scary.
Yeah.
It is so true.
So why are
it like could be
one homeless who just know basic idea about scary things. Now he's the ambassador.
We worship that guy.
You know what? Listen, I listen about in this movie about the Hotel Transylvania. They talking about the Dracula.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they ask Dracula, so is real for one dagger in your heart, you're going to die? Mm-hmm. And he say, yeah, who will not die if you put something in your hair? Who will not die? So that is the same idea that I have with this animal. Well, you don't need to be a smart guy. You don't need to be that, I don't know, that son of the god to know that if one animal come into here and you make a lot of noise and you put fireworks and you make a lot of these kind of things, they will feel scary and they will go out.
You would have some certain drawings about that Nian monster, right? And it is true. You could be right, honestly, because that creature, people say that it looks extremely scary. However, it does have the face of a lion. So it could have just been a long time ago, a lion comes in, everybody was scared, and then some guy was like, and then the lion went away.
I think
it could just be like...
I think the most crazy guy could say, fuck with the life, I'm going to go, and he become to the antecessors about that, I don't know, 100... before Jesus, and they just stand in front of the animal and say, whoa, la, 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 la. And the animal say, oh, what the fuck is going on? Yo, what the fuck? These are crazy people. And just go run, okay? Yeah. Run away. And the guy and the animal just run away. And
that could honestly be the reason.
Bro, you see, if you put it in that perspective, from that mind, you see how interesting some Danny story.
So Thank you to this Peruvian guy.
I don't want to be offended, but
enlightening us.
So now we're going to more in deep to the cultural thing, because this is a cultural program.
It is.
Now we're going to speak and debate, and we're going to knowledge more a little for the Peruvian and the Taiwanese culture in New Year. So we're going to start with the clothes. Do you have some special thing? I have.
Go ahead.
Please, everybody, this new year, you need to try this. Okay. Because it's 100% sure, bro. Mm-hmm. We use special underwear.
Special underwear.
Yeah, underwear. Yellow represent money. Mm-hmm. Red represent love. Mm-hmm. Green represent healthily.
Yeah.
So, if you want the next year have money, you wear yellow underwear. Mm-hmm. If you want love, you can use a red sexy lingerie, underwear.
I'm wearing green.
Yeah, that means you didn't clean that. But if you want healthy, you want to be healthy the next year, you need to wear green.
It's me.
Underwear.
Yeah.
But that's gray.
It's green.
It's green. I don't want to say it, bro. I don't want to say it. It's green.
It is green.
Okay.
Check it.
It's green. Okay. It's good. It's good. Now, everybody, this is a smart idea, because that's becoming for a lot of time in our culture. What happened now in the new generation? The junior generation, they want everything.
Yeah, I don't want to choose. Only kids choose.
So so now a lot of people, they combine these three colors just in one
three
underwear.
Three in one underwear.
Three in one. So everybody, now listen to me. If this new year you want to receive money, please use yellow underwear. Okay?
So basically, gay people are smart. They have rainbows on. They have everything.
They have everything. Oh, by the way, in Peru, okay, we're going to talk about a little about gays. The same color, the rainbow color, is the flag of the Inca, the Imperial Inca. And one time,
it's confusing.
I will put now here in the flag so everybody can understand. This is the flag. Everybody's going to see here. This is the rainbow flag. This is the flag. It's the rainbow flag. So some people, when they are in the prime mom, some people say, oh, they support Machu Picchu, they support the Tawantinsuyo, they support this community. Oh, what?
Sometimes
the newspaper go to one older women was in the celebration of the prime month, and they ask, what is, please, sir, miss, what are you doing here? I say, It's because I love Machu Picchu. I'm really proud that a lot of younger generation, they want to feel identified with our culture. I want to identify with our ancestors. So I really want to support, and I invite to the new generation can join us to this.
So the interviewer, so you're not gay. Yeah. Similar thing happened to Taiwan flag.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Because we have, okay, so here's the Taiwan flag, yeah? So here is the Burmese, the flag of Myanmar. So because my dad's from Myanmar, so I kind of know, otherwise I wouldn't be able to know this. So a lot of people, you know, that if it's internationally, like an international event, like say baseball or, well, we never made it into World Cup, but like those kind of huge games or the Olympics, right? You have the right to wave your flag.
Yeah.
But Taiwan, we are always under the name Chinese Taipei.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like if you want to, you know, like be the fan, be the cheering them up, you can have that flag. Otherwise, you'll be removed from the stadium, right? Whoa. So a lot of people, instead of bringing Chinese Taipei, instead of bringing the Taiwanese flag, they bring Burmese flag because it's like, if it's really far, you can't really see. They look really like almost identical. Yeah. So yeah, here are the two flags. So
this is a smart way to put like a one, jump the law, the restriction.
Yeah. So basically when the security comes like, hey, what are you doing? Take out your flag. No, I'm cheering for
Myanmar.
Myanmar, hey! Myanmar's not in the game, but you but do you.
Myanmar is doing the game. Oh, really? Oh, I'm so sorry. Now, in this Chinese New Year, please, everybody, I invite everybody can wear one underwear to combine your Taiwanese culture, your Asian culture with a Peruvian culture, and we can see what happens. Maybe you get lucky.
Yeah.
Maybe this time you wear yellow underwear and you play my China and you win that.
Yeah, exactly. That's to manifest your dream, yeah? If you want health manifested.
What about in Taiwan? They have something about the clothes? Culture about the clothes?
Well, we freaking love red, so... Yeah, the same. Why? What's up with underwear? We also wear underwear, like red underwear, especially when you go play mahjong.
Yeah, well, we need to be underwear.
Yeah, us too.
It's be more close to your sensitive part?
Yeah, I think so.
But that is your lucky part.
You need to protect your lucky part. Cover with love. We play mahjong, we gamble, and in the hopes that we get more money in return. Yeah, when we leave the table.
Oh, but the mahjong is green. I think
it is. Yeah, it is green.
So basically, if you wear red and the mahjong is green, basically you are in the Christmas period too. We finished with clothes. Now we are going to talk about rituals.
For us, rituals. Some people like to do the whole house cleaning shit. Yeah. It's like inside. Sometimes, yes, of course, you clean something, but like during Chinese New Year, you clean the whole shit, including the outside, the exterior.
The outside.
Of your house. You have some people going to like brush your, the wall and the windows and everything. And.
But the meaning basically is because you want to receive the New Year clean.
Yeah, you want to cleanse and wash off everything, and then you are prepared to welcome the New Year, the new vibe, the new energy. I personally love that because it's embarrassing to say I'm not a super tidy person, so that's kind of like once in a year. It's obligated.
But you put it once in a year. That's so ugly. That's so disgusting.
No. I clean, but just not like. You know, but that's once in a year you get to make your whole house shiny. So, yeah.
That's disgusting.
You were talking about, I remember one time that you talked about that the normal New Year when it passed like the zero, like the,
oh, yeah.
The first second, do you have anything that you...
But the difference between that my New Year to your New Year is the time.
Yes.
Because the New Year, your New Year is like a 1 week.
Yeah, more or less, yes.
But in our ass, it's like just few minutes. It's the pass to the last year, to the new year, to 31, to... So in 1 minute, in the first minute, is the moment you need to make a rituals.
Oh,
we have a different ritual that personally I do every year. Every year I do. First, we are going to start with the grabs. I think this is more Spain culture because I listen a lot about Spain. They eat 12 grabs. One grab represents every month. And every time that you eat one grab, you need to... it's one wish. You need to think in one wish. I think the last year... the last year, my 10 grabs was about getting married.
Oh, when you eat it, you make like a mini wish.
Yeah, yeah. You eat and you think in your wish. You eat the second and you think in the second wish.
I see.
But I use 10 grabs to my wedding can be amazing.
Uh-huh.
And 2 grabs for the healthy of my parents, and my parents can come into Taiwan.
Ooh.
And surprise, babies, my parents is coming to Taiwan.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
The grapes.
But just you have a 1 minute for finish that 12 grabs.
Finish all 12.
Yeah.
Ah.
And plus that, no, it's not just that culture. We need to combine with another. Mm-hmm. We have that stairs.
Stairs.
Personally, in my family, it's a strong traditional, we believe strong that you need to run to the stair up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can't run down.
Uh-huh.
You need to up. Basically, you can follow the meaning about more stairs you up, more good luck.
The faster you go,
the faster you go, more than you go is more luck. So if you just go for like a 10 step, yeah, acceptable.
You're okay.
But you go like a 100, like you go to the first floor, to the 8th floor,
mm-hmm.
Bro, you're going to be amazing. It's going
you're
to be
taking off.
It's your best year. It's your best. So basically, okay. 100%, I do that. I do 100%.
Okay.
Second, and the last one that I combine in my family,
mm-hmm.
personally, is take your packet and go around for your house.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside for your house,
yeah.
And you need to go and return.
Mm-hmm.
You need to run in that minute. Mm-hmm. In that minute, you need
around
to run
your house.
Around your house. Uh-huh. Basically, the idea is you run outside your house. The meaning is travel.
Mm-hmm.
You want to travel.
You want to travel. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want to travel. So you take your package.
Uh-huh.
You put one T-shirt, yes. One underwear, one socks, maybe something like that, and you put in your bag. And in that second, you say 3, 2, 1, and start to running. So you, it's really normal in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a lot of people running around.
Yeah. Around that.
Yeah, running outside of the block. They're running outside of the block. Bam, they're running.
Mm-hmm. This is really cute. For my family, my grandma, she likes to cook. And we typically have hot pots, right? So it's like a round table and everybody have their food, right? And we share. And she would like to have prepared this kind of dish. It's vegetables. And it's like super long. And that you cannot cut it. You have to, but it's vegetable. So you can imagine like the fiber is really hard to break it apart.
Uh-huh.
And it's also dangerous to try to swallow the whole shit. And so when I was a kid, all the older people, the elders, they are like, oh, you have to, you know, like finish that in one sitting.
Yeah.
You have to chew, but not cut it, but chew, and then eventually swallow everything. Oh, that really troubled me.
But you do that in Chinese New Year?
Yeah.
In Taiwan in New Year.
Yeah, and I went to the hospital for that.
What? No way, really?
Yeah, I choke.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, really, really, for real. Yeah.
Dang.
So
So you was in the hospital in one celebration like this?
I was kind of like in ER. Well, because they helped me to use this. How do you say it? Like this thing? And then so I successfully spit it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But because I felt sick. So they still sent me to the hospital to get
the
checked
hospital.
Out. Yeah, but I was fine before I got sent there. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just like, and I was like, oh, how fun. But I guess that's supposed to represent that you get to live a healthy, long life, which is like exactly the opposite. I almost died because trying to live long. So yeah, that's one. And the second one is our family, we like to do either hot pot or barbecue. And so everybody is like all together. And then we will hold our hands and we'll go in circles. And then we just like together holding hands and walking.
I like the arena people.
Yeah. Kind of like that. And then we pass that second. We kind of have this thing. It's called Sou Sui, where kids usually they don't get to stay up that late until like 11:59. But on that particular day, you get to watch all the movie that you want. You get to play with firecrackers or fireworks, and you get to just have fun until super late because you need to pass that exact time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was kind of fun.
That's amazing, bro. But now I want to ask you. Now you are basically now your life is kind of mixed cultural with a Peru.
Yeah.
What in this new year, would you like to celebrate the new year and try one of the ritual that I told you?
I'm going to wear yellow underwear. Yes, because I will have to get rich. Honestly, I think I might find that 3-in-1. If I can't, I'll just fucking wear a rainbow. And yeah, I think, yeah, for the grapes one, I would also try that. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's super cute. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Try care for that.
You know what we should do?
What?
We shouldn't run separately in our house. We should run together. So, Brosbois can travel.
But you're going to draw.
I am. Oh, yeah, yeah, true. So I'm
for the next year.
Yeah, so I'm, yeah.
Okay, for the next everybody, year. Because the next year, the next season is going to be huge. It's going to be, basically, it's going to be 30 to 40 episodes.
Yes.
We promise. If you stay with us, we promise to make one special live stream show, and we are going to do it together.
running around
the 31, okay? Uh-huh. We are going to make one special live stream show,
yeah,
for 31 the next year.
So we're gonna do countdown with our fans together.
Yes, okay. Countdown. We are going to together. We are going to make one live stream in YouTube or in Instagram. I don't know how, but we are going to have one special live stream show.
Manifest. It's gonna come true. It's gonna come true. It's gonna come true.
For me, how I would like to spend my holiday. I think. Well, recently I told you I'm not going into details, but my grandpa has, you know, well, he's 82, 83. So as you can imagine, he's starting to experience some discomfort, you know, in his condition health wise. And so, yeah, I was, you know, like taking him to see doctors, going for appointments. And so that's when I really felt like, well, he's healthy so far right now, I think. And I would, you know, really love to spend some more quality time with my, yeah, with my grandparents, with my parent and my sister. And yeah, it's just, you know, like to feel the vibe. And my sister, she's, you know, maybe she has this long-term relationship commitment, so chances are she probably will start to, you know, form her own little tiny cute family soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would, you know, also love to just spend time with my family and really get to talk. And one thing I'm gonna do is I am going to take their phones away, put it into the basket, so that we can actually talk. Yeah.
Oh, bro, I don't know if your life changed, but since the middle of the season number two,
uh-huh,
most of the part of my day is in my phone, taking, yeah, care of Bros, yeah, Ball, mm-hmm, checking the reel, checking the post, something like that, yeah, or, yeah, talking to you.
Yeah, bro. So, yeah, me included. I think
I use it, but I use my phone like tools for work.
Yeah, yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
So for that holiday, I think, yeah, like me included, I wish everybody would just, you know, like really enjoy the present and, you know, be in that time. So yeah, that's how I wanted to spend.
That's,
you
know, so cute, bro.
Because I used to be an international student, right? And you're far away from home. So when it's holiday season and you don't feel like you have family with you, or you were never really connected to them, or let's say you don't have like close friends with you, do you have anything you wanted to say to them? Those people feeling a bit lonely, maybe?
Christmas that I passed in Taiwan was really hard for me because it was, mm-hmm, the first without my family,
mm-hmm,
after 20 years. It's like, oh, yeah, it's different. It's a big change for me. But my wife, I think I have a lucky to have a really right person in my next to me that make me feel like home.
Mm.
So that day she surprised to me and bought a gift for me.
That's really sweet.
And she put in the Christmas paper and the whole thing. The same, I think I'm shocked, but I didn't prepare anything. Mm-hmm. I was an ugly person just and being annoying to say, oh, I'm so sad because my family is not here. I'm really annoying that to saying that. But that day, my wife buy something for me, mm-hmm, and I didn't buy nothing for her.
Mm.
So I feel, and I have one reflection for you. It's true that maybe now maybe it's your first time in these holidays alone. Maybe it's true. It's true. It's true. It's totally true. Maybe it's that. It's your first Taiwan New Year alone. Maybe it's your first Christmas, New Year, or your first birthday alone. Mm.
Yeah.
But that's not mean you need to be lonely.
Yeah.
Have a people around you. Have a people who maybe try to be your friends, your classmates, yeah, your co-workers. And sometimes my reflection is I was too focused in the idea about that it's my first Christmas without my family that I didn't realize that it's my first Christmas with my wife.
Yeah, that's so beautifully put.
Yeah, I didn't understand that point. I was focusing the bad part,
yeah,
but I didn't was in the, it's the first Christmas with my girlfriend, just my girlfriend and me together.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we focus in the problem, but we didn't saw the big panorama that we have. So maybe if it's your first time far away at home, your first holiday far away at home, that's not mean that you are alone.
Exactly.
See the people who is around you, and if they didn't create that, you can create
that.
Yeah,
you can create.
You can make the first step and be the person who say, hey guys, we can meet, we can
let's
go.
Meet to, let's
yeah,
meet up.
Let's meet. You don't need to Christmas, Chinese New Year, and this holiday don't mean to be expensive gift.
Yeah.
You can buy just socks or one t-shirt, something like that, from Ipaikwai, Shikwai, something like that, some even candies. You can buy candies for celebrate, for have the spirit.
Or you can do the mini events of exchanging gifts, something like that.
Something like that. So
it doesn't have to be expensive, doesn't have to be fancy. And if you're feeling sad and lonely that nobody reached out to you, be the person who tried to connect other people. And I think that's lovely. When I was in the state, that was the first time I was away from home and without my family, you know, like then doing the new year, I felt extremely sad. And plus, they don't have days off. I just had to go to school like every single day. And while my family sending hot pot picture, family, you know, like gathering picture and saying, today we went to this and we went to steak. And then this baby of our cousin is growing and something is learning how to walk. And, you know, those kind of vibe, I didn't get to have that. So I was like subtly grumpy at the time until it was around Thanksgiving. And that to me wasn't like a big celebration, you know, season. But then my friend said, hey, you want to join us? And we are all far away from home. And I remember her name. Her name is Ines. So she's from Mexico. And then she said that, oh, I can
Ines.
Come. Ines. Oh, yeah. But in English, everybody call her Ines. But Ines. And she said, I can cook us some turkey. And so she bought the stuffing. And then she, you know, have a roast turkey. And that was, and we had wine, we had chocolate, and we had the lap dancing and stuff. It was lovely. So that's when I realized that, yeah, you need to start connected to people. I mean, like, it's perfectly fine if you don't want to, but if you want,
you don't need to be lonely. Yeah. You have a lot of bunch of possibilities that you have. You can make the first step. And plus, I'm sure the government or some mall, they have some celebration.
Exactly.
And somebody, I'm sure, 100% sure that somebody around to you, even your neighbors, some of them are going to celebrate. And some of them, they are waiting for you can make the first step. We know we are shy people. Yeah. Everybody are shy. And when you are in a new environment, you are shy.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe they are waiting for you to make the first step. Mm-hmm. So this Taiwanese New Year is your first moment. First, because you are celebrating with us.
With us, yes.
Taiwanese New Year. Happy Taiwanese New Year.
Happy Taiwanese New Year. Happy
and
Lunar New
Year.
The second
thing is, we hope you can pass this maybe in a new way, in a new, you have a bunch of possibilities. And the second, if you are in home, appreciate that you have a one gift, that now in this period you can stay with your family.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. We love you so much. And I think that's all for today.
Yeah, either with celebrate with your family or with your chosen family, with your friends, doesn't really matter. Also, if you really feel like you're like just alone, where you have us, come on, we have, you know, like we have two seasons and four of content, so you can binge watch, bro. Fun. That sounds really fun. Yeah, I think that's pretty much for our today. I freaking love today's episode.
Yeah, I think we finished with that really much. I love this. Yeah. I reflect a lot. I think Bros Bond helped me to reflect about my life.
Yeah,
and appreciate.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah, because when we talk more about one case that happened in your life, so. Everybody, thanks for staying here. Don't forget to subscribe, to follow us in our personal Instagram, and subscribe to our only Bros.
We really appreciate that. And finally, please don't forget to turn on that little mini tingy, you know, bell, so then you can get the firsthand, the latest news, the latest update of ours. Yeah.
It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
Thank you. And this is Bros Bond. Happy Taiwanese New Year!
Happy New Year!
恭喜发财！
I hope everybody gets fucking rich.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Studio 307，灯光美，气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 Podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看这里 Studio 307，很赞。